John Jessop.
A couple of people waiting on the line here. They sounded like a firm of solicitors when I first came across them. Not really, though. Great, great singer-songwriters, Roger and Linda. Welcome. How are you?
We're very well, thanks.
Yeah, fine, thank you. How are you?
We're doing okay here. We're ticking over nicely, yes. Looking out over the Albert Dock from our penthouse studio in the radio station, so...
We're watching the rain.
Oh, are you? Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, well, we've got no rain, but we've just got stifling winds. It's great if you know, Dad, can we take the kite out? You know, it's one of them.
Oh, I love extreme weather. I love it.
Oh, right. Okay. That's a woman's prerogative, that, Roger, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I can tell there, Roger. You just nod. You'll be okay.
Yeah. I've got my trash helmet on your seat.
I bet you have, mate. Yeah, yeah. It's like a Wallace and Gromit, you. This, you know.
It's so bad.
Oh, dear me. So tell me about you two. I mean, I know I've read a little bit about you. You've done so much with singing and songwriting, and you've written that many songs when we were in lockdown. I don't know what you're going to do with them all. Yeah, I mean, you could most probably make a 6-track LP.
Yeah.
Three albums.
Three albums?
We met by a mutual friend, actually.
Go on.
And within the minute, we were writing a song together. And we just hit it off since. Each time we get together, we seem to write another song, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Well, tell me about this single, because I really, really love it. I played it to my boss and I played it to my station manager. And I said, listen to this. And he went, who's that? And I went, you've never heard of them before, you know. I said, but I'll tell you what you will do, because this is a great, great, Into the Rhythm. Tell me about it.
Well, we just got fed up with the doom and gloom of the COVID, and everything on the news seemed to be bad news. So we just thought we'd write something to try and cheer people up and have a bit of a bop to, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I can't dance, which, let's just face that.
Yeah.
So the fact was, is I wanted to make sure that we wrote something that I could imagine myself dancing to, like holiday in Spain or wherever, where I could actually smooch but still dance, you know what I mean, and look like I knew what I was doing, because I can't dance. So and it worked out perfect. It worked, the rhythm and everything was just perfect. So although I'll be hiding behind the mic, I can actually dance to this tune.
Okay. Did you say you can smooch to this?
Yeah. You can get your groove onto this, darling.
Oh, I tell you why. hey. Keep the helmet on there, Roger. Keep the helmet on. We're okay. We're moving on it.
Just get my chin strap on now.
Okay, mate. Yeah. well, listen here, you two. You know, I like to have a listen to the song, and I play it and I play it and I play it. And I've come up with a variety of other acts that you remind me of.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
They all better be million selling out acts.
Well, let me just explain, okay? Are you ready?
Go on.
Yeah.
Right, the first one is KC and the Sunshine Band.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we'll have that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
Right. The second one is Gloria Estefan.
Oh, definitely, yeah. We'll have that as well. Thank
okay,
you. Keep
right,
coming.
Right. The third one, was the Brand New Heavies.
Oh yeah.
Okay,
cool, yeah.
The fourth one, which I nearly put at number one, was Manhattan Transfer.
Oh yeah, my God, I'm having it.
Right,
definitely, yeah.
Then I put Matt Bianco in.
Matt Bianco,
yeah.
I'm going back in.
There's an entry from the past.
Yeah, right. Then I put Shack Attack in.
Yeah.
We're not. These guys ain't going to sue us, are they, for plagiarism?
Right. And the last one was another one that I nearly put at number two, was Swing Out Sister.
Oh, I love them. Yeah, yeah. They're all class, aren't they?
I tell you what, you know, I mean, listening to this song, you know, and that's not blowing smoke into your face. It's, you know, it just reminds me of that ilk of music. You know, it's like the South American jazz funk.
Oh, well, let me just tell you, we're absolutely huge in South America.
I bet you are,
yeah. That's where the song originated from, because we wanted something for them guys.
Right, okay. Yeah. But, you know, it's just one of those... I mean, you know, if I didn't know you two and I'd heard that song, I said to my pal, Mike, I said, you know what, you could look and think, I'm looking at Al Jarreau, I'm looking at George Benson, and it's got that rhythm in it, you know.
Yeah, Yeah, we love you. We already love you. Do you want to come on tour with us?
You can
put it on the writing credits. So, are you putting a tour together?
Well, we're waiting to see if somebody offers us something, because basically, we've got a deal now with a distribution deal now. So we're going to concentrate. We've got the next single ready.
That's going to be hard, isn't it? Hey, that's going to be really hard to follow this.
Oh, no, listen, if you send me your phone number, right, I will WhatsApp you this tune and you will love it more than you love this, I bet you.
It's not finished yet, but we're not far off.
Yeah, make sure, like they say on the radio, leave your details.
Yeah.
Your details and I will send you this tune.
Okay, what's it called?
It's called Wanna See You.
I Wanna See You?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's very danceable.
Oh,
very,
it's
very
fantastic. Good.
And it's got that absolute summer feel.
Sounds good to me.
You'll
be
kissing at the beginning, you associate with summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
You'll love it.
Right. So, you know, I mean, this one's out now, you two. Well, you know, Wanna See You. What's the details and date of that one going to be released?
Well, this Into the Rhythm is released on the 11th of June.
Yes.
And then 6 weeks later, we're going straight in on the back of that to release Wanna See You.
Okay, what about, I mean, a lot of these artists these days don't put an album out straight away. They put like a 4 or 5 track CD out for an EP. Is that sort of in your following?
Yeah, that's probably definitely going to happen towards the end of the year. But we've got a guy that, and we're going to do a vinyl as well, but we work with a mega, mega famous super duper star, so we have to wait till he's ready to do the strings.
Yeah, so, I know he's no mug, is he?
No. Do you know him?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's George Fenton.
Yeah.
The greatest.
Yeah, George Fenton.
So well worth waiting for, that as soon as he's ready to do the next song, we just sit and wait patiently because he is genius.
Well, yeah, I mean, so you know, if you've got George Fenton in your stable and, you know, you just do what he wants you to do and, you know, don't argue with him.
Oh, I wouldn't anyway, because he's just, I'm too in awe of him. I still find it hard to talk to him without babbling, because I'm so in awe of him. That, you know, we've been in the studio with him, and I'm just like a child. I can't get my words together. He's absolutely beyond amazing.
Well, there
so
you
he's
go.
He's done three of the songs already, and we're waiting for the others. So we'll just release these next two, and then towards the end of the year, we're going to do an album and a CD.
Brilliant. Brilliant, I look forward to that. I look forward to the vinyl album coming through my door for Christmas. You know, that'll be great.
Okay.
Yeah, you know. But I mean, you know, when you go on the tour, I mean, I know it's not governed by you; it's governed by the distributor, and it's governed by you know, your management team. But you know, please do try and come to Liverpool.
Oh my God! Absolutely. You're joking? I'd get killed if I didn't come to Liverpool. Oh, my girls are there. I've been here. Waiting for me.
Right, okay. You know,
I'm a Liverpudlian down there. When I go down there, I have to come and play. I nearly did. In fact, I did play there once.
Oh, yeah.
Is it called... Have you got the Empire there?
Yes.
Yeah, I supported Rick Astley on tour years ago when I played Liverpool, and they were absolutely amazing.
Brilliant. Absolutely.
They know good music, don't they?
Certainly do. Yeah, absolutely, yeah, and, you know, they're looking forward to seeing you, you know, looking forward to being with you, I tell you now. What was that, Roger?
So you've had a couple of good bands coming from Liverpool.
Yeah, we can most probably name a couple, yeah, you know, don't go over the top, we can most probably name a couple, you know, yeah, but, no, it'd be fantastic to see the pair of you down here and coming to our station. It'd be unbelievable. I'll just keep in touch with you, keep in touch with Mike, and, you know, I'll look forward to the WhatsApp of Wanna See You.
Well, you know this number you rang me on, is that your number?
No, I borrowed the phone off the window cleaner.
Okay. Right, I'm going to save it in my phone and then I'll send you a message. Make sure it's you. And then I'll send you a copy of the song, even though it's not quite finished, but we'll send it you anyway.
Yeah. All right, then. That's so good of you.
Conservatives?
Yes, yeah. Okay, well, look, I'm going to play the song. I'm going to end that. I've given you all the praise with all the bands that I think you remind me of. And
Thank you very much. Totally appreciate it.
And I tell you what, let's just hope you can get out on the 21st of June and we can get back to normality. And I hope your diary fills up very, very quickly, because on this strength of this song, it's not going to be short of anything. I promise you that.
Oh, thank you, darling.
Thank you very much.
God bless you, sweetheart.
You look after yourselves, and thanks, Roger and Linda. Take care now.
You too.
Okay, babe. Thanks very much.
Bye now. Bye-bye.
Bye, darling. Bye.
On your radio, across Liverpool, the North West and North Wales, on DAB+, this is Liverpool Live.